15. I welcome you to the Sandpoint City Council special meeting of December 2nd, 2021. Oh, and then we are called to order at 7:15. Can we get a roll call, please, Shannon? Here.
Got a call for me. I'm here. This is Danny.
Thank you.
Here.
Here.
Jack.
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. We'll go on to the approval of agenda. The first order of business. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the December 2nd, 2021 agenda for the special meeting.
Make a motion.
A motion by Marisa and second by Shirley. Can I get a roll call, please? Shannon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Motion carries. We have one item, well, two items. The first is, the first order is under hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. Is Resolution 2120, the DCRA. ARPA application. We have a motion to... Oh, did I... Yes. Resolution 2110. Oh, I did? Oh. That was a skip there. Okay. So, Resolution 2110. We have a motion to adopt Resolution 2110. The DCRA ARPA application.
Mr. Mayor, may I just explain the reason why it's before council today?
Oh, sure. I was going to do that after, but go ahead.
Yeah, so the resolution before you, 21-10, the DCRA/ARPA application. So in order to apply for, so the state has set aside $50 million from the ARPA, American Rescue Plan Act, to offset the lost revenue due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So in order to apply, every municipality who can show a demonstrated loss due to the pandemic has to fill out an Excel sheet that the state has created. Basically, you put in your fiscal year 16 stats, your average rate of growth, and then your actual calendar year 2020, so that's a little unusual, during the calendar year, to show the harm that was done to your general revenue. So, you know, sales tax, bed tax, lodging tax, well, bed tax, lodging tax are the same. You know, your raw fish tax, especially for the fisheries communities. You know, a lot of the tourism-dependent communities where they didn't get any cruise ships, you know, they can show harm. So the total value set aside is $50 million. You know, the amount actually allocated or, you know, sent out to each community is going to be based upon how many communities apply and what their stated losses are. So right now we're applying for roughly $781,000 in losses. You know, it's mostly due to the collapse of our fish tax, as well as reduction in sales tax that, you know, they track together, as we've discussed, as well as some other taxes and fees that are from locally generated revenue. So any federal funding or state funding, that's a separate issue and not accountable towards this. So just because, you know, we apply for it doesn't mean we'll get it. So if there's, you know, $50 million of available funding.
I have a motion by Arlene. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second by Alan. 7/23 has the date.
So, Jim, should I just stay on here, or do you have a different number for me to call back?
Yeah. One second here.
Okay.
Here, we have at this time, Shannon has the right to ask for a public hearing or a private hearing, and not a hearing, but a, what is it called, session. So we need to move off this phone, but she, according to Jordan, it's up to the council whether we want to be on the phone at all.
No, sir. That's not correct. The person who is subject to the executive session has the right to have the session be held behind closed doors, so privately, or they can have it be public. And the subject of the executive session has indicated in writing to both yourself as the mayor and myself that the person wishes to have it in executive session privately.
Correct.
Yes.
So the question is the council and yourself on a executive session line then, or are we
have to sign off this one and get on to another one?
Right.
Jordan?
Yeah, so city council is the one who determines who is present and who is not present during an executive session.
On an executive session line.
Right, be it in person or video conference or telephone.
That's what we were explaining. Well, we're on a private line. So let's switch to the other line. We're not going to speak on anything private, so we're going to go to the other line. Okay. We're going to close the door, switch to the other line to discuss whether we can be on the phone or not real quick. I can't give out the number, so I'll get only what it needs is Danny. Okay. We're going to hang up now.